Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you guys wouldn't mind indulging me a little bit, little story time, baby. It's Thanksgiving, and we should all be thankful. And I'm not going to get into one of these, well, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for da-da-da-da-da-da, X, Y, and Z. But rather why I believe in treating every day like it's Thanksgiving, sans the food. I'm going to peel back the curtain on me a little bit. I have had quite the life. And I want to share a little bit with you and tell you why when I look at Thanksgiving, it's more than just a day on the calendar. It's more than just saying, I'm thankful for this. Back in 2002, I was working at WMNN and MNN. And I was going through a bit of a rough patch in my personal life with my first marriage falling apart and I was in the process of getting a divorce. Now, this was in July of 2002. But that wasn't the most life-altering thing that happened to me that year. Late July 2002, and I told you that I'm a professional wrestling fan. I am actually trained as a professional wrestler. Now, people that look at me might think that that's crazy talk. True story. So I was working out with some individuals, some of my buddies. We were getting ready for a show, and we were going over a few things. And there was a wrestling ring outside a farm, outside of Mora, about 10 miles north of Mora. And I was, you know, taking what they call a bump, which means you're, you know, working on, you know, one of the ways that you are going to fall and protect yourself. Well, I was on the outside of the ring, and I put my arms over the top rope, which is a metal cable. For those that have felt it, it is a solid metal cable that has tape around it. It's not an actual rope. It's a metal cable. So there was somebody that came from the top turnbuckle, and just follow me here. You'll kind of understand. This will all make sense. Trust me. Came down and pushed my head down. Gave me whiplash, and I fell off the ring just as I had expected to do. The problem was I did not protect myself. And instead of having my arms in front of me where my upper chest would take the brunt of it, I took it straight across the front of my neck. So I get done with this, and it's a Saturday night, actually maybe late Saturday afternoon, about 4:30. And I'm driving back with a friend of mine when I was living in Little Canada. We're coming down. I'm like, man, my neck really hurts. I'm like, something bruised. Okay, you know, no big deal. So we get back to the apartment in Little Canada. I'm like, you know what, let's just go out and get something to eat. Well, there was an Arby's. I don't know if it's still there, but there was an Arby's that was right off of 36 and Rice in Little Canada. And as I'm there, I'm having this hard time breathing, and I'm like, I'm having this, like, I'm gasping for air, and I'm like, okay, this is just wrong. Like, I was choking on air, and I had no idea what was going on. So I dropped my buddy off back at the apartment, and I drove myself to the St. John's Medical Center in Maplewood. And they put me in a tube and they, you know, gave me the MRI and the CAT scans and all that. And at this point, I was drugged up. I had no idea what was going on. I have a very, very vague recollection of what happened. Well, when they brought me out, I asked the nurse. I was like, so what happened? And keep in mind, I'm all by myself. I am solo. Like, nobody is there. No family, no friends, no nothing. I am doing all of this on my own. And this nurse looked down at me, and she grabbed my hand, and she just said, not good. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't even know what that meant. So I go into this room, and I'm, you know, laying there, and they've got a couple tubes on me. And they, all of a sudden, I had a doctor came in, and they said that we are going to bring in a priest to read you your last rites. And I was like, I didn't realize the severity of the situation until that happened. And I mean, I was just, when somebody tells you that they are going to bring somebody in to read you your last rites, I mean, it gets pretty real in the moment. And they're like, is there anybody that you want to call to tell them goodbye? Well, I'm here in the cities, and I don't have anybody within, you know, I mean, there's nobody that could get there in time before I'm, you know, going to meet my expiration date. So I just called my mom and my stepdad, my brother, and a couple other people. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm probably not going to make it through the night, just to let you know. I don't know what to do. So I get off the phone, and they put me back underneath these tubes, this incubation, whatever. And all of a sudden I hear these nurses and all of this commotion. And they're like, we've got a 27-year-old white male who's going to suffer asphyxiation if we don't get him out of here within 15 minutes. I was like, man, I felt bad for that guy. And then I realized that guy was me. And I didn't know what asphyxiation was because, I mean, again, you're in this altered state. Well, they were going to get me a tracheotomy kit to drill down into my throat, you know, in the front that helps you breathe. But they were not what they call a level one trauma unit. I didn't even know what that was. So they transferred me over to Hennepin County Medical Center, HDMC. Now, I think it's Hennepin Healthcare, something like that. So I'm in this hospital for about 5 days. And thankfully, I was able to recover. But as I'm getting I'm getting ready for discharge, one of the doctors came in, and I didn't even know what happened. Well, I had suffered severe blunt trauma to my thyroid cartilage, and I'd cracked my thyroid cartilage, which in the front of your throat. And I was less than a millimeter from severing my carotid artery. Like, that was how close it was. And they said that 90% of the people that suffer the sort of blunt neck trauma that I suffered are either quadriplegic or dead. And that right there was really the turning point for me to realize that, why am I in that 10%? Like, what was it about me that I was spared these horrific, horrific consequences? So I was in this hospital for 5 days. And my aunt in Minneapolis, she helped take care of me for a little while. Her niece drove me back over to my apartment in Little Canada. But at this point, I mean, I'd lost my job. I'd lost my wife. I'd lost basically family that had turned their back on me because they thought I was gone. And I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to talk again. I had to learn how to breathe again, you guys. And it's funny when you're in a hospital room, and I joke about this. It's funny when you're in a hospital room with a 75-year-old man, and you're the one that has to eat the liquids. You're the one that can't have the solid foods. At 27, I couldn't have anything that was hot or cold. I had to have everything room temperature and basically liquid. And it took me almost 4 months to get back to eating solid foods. And at that point, I mean, we're at the end of 2002. I mean, I had been just shattered, you know, physically, you know, literally physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially. And it put me in such a financial ruin that combined with some, shall we say, shenanigans that were outside of my control, it forced me to file for bankruptcy. So here I am at 27, almost 28 years old, divorced, bankrupt, not sure if I'm ever going to be able to live a normal life. I'm down and out, abandoned my family, discarded by people that I thought were my friends. I had to hit the reset button, and I felt awful. I mean, I was alone, but I knew that 10%, I was in that 10%. And I didn't know what I was meant to do, but I knew that I had to keep going. I knew that I wasn't going to give up. And I knew that I had to fight and I had to work, because at 27, that's pretty young. That's way too young to just throw your hands up. So I hit the reset button on everything, on my career. I went back up to Detroit Lakes. Worked up there for a little while, went to Ottumwa, Iowa, and then worked to Columbia, Missouri, where my life, it took a really positive turn, because that's where I met my girlfriend, fiance, now my current wife. And she's been with me through thick and thin, through hell and high water. And we have been to Kansas, to Minnesota, to South Dakota, to Missouri, to Texas, and then back up to Minnesota. And it just, going back and revisiting that dark period in my life, to go through the darkness to get to the light, I really believe that when I say that I'm thankful for every day, even being able to be alive and being able to wake up, that's really, you guys, where I'm at. I mean, you hear me joking and having some fun with Lake or Steve or, you know, Paulage or whoever. But at the end of the day, every day that I'm able to open up my eyes, anything outside of that is a bonus. To be living, to be here upright. And right now, I've got a beautiful wife, an awesome 11-year-old daughter. I've got a fantastic job at a company that really has our backs. And I know some people don't like when, you know, I don't like what you say about so-and-so. I don't like your position. To me, that doesn't matter. How do you treat people? And this company and the people that I work for and the people that I work with are some of the coolest people that I've ever been a part of. And that is not blowing any smoke, you guys. This station has such a rich history and tradition when you look through everything, through the annals of media history, and especially in the upper Midwest, that this is, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to even step foot in this building, to me. And I don't take that for granted. I can't take any of this for granted. Because just like that, it could be gone. And it was taken away from me. I had to fight like hell to get it back. Fight like hell to get it back. But now I've got a great family, great job. I'm in a good spot everywhere in my life. And life is good. So I'm thankful, number one, to be able to wake up in the morning. Number two, anything else, doesn't matter. Just icing on the cake. And if you guys are feeling it, I know there are people out there that feel like they're alone, that feel like nobody cares. Because I've spent holidays alone. All you want to do is you want to shut yourself off to the world. turn off the TV, turn off the radio, shut the blinds, sit in the darkness, because you don't want to, you don't want to be reminded of what you're not taking part of. And I tell you guys, it's okay. It's okay to not be okay. And for those that have social media, you can follow me on Twitter at CM Tubbs. My DMs are always open. My DMs are always open. I don't care who you are. You feel like you can't do it. You can. You absolutely can. It takes a lot of work. But at the end of the day, we talk about Thanksgiving and giving thanks. But I think every day it's really, truly Thanksgiving if you treat it that way. Just a little story time, baby, and kind of pulling the curtain back on me.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.